Man, good morning, everyone. All right, so all you Baptists on the back rows back there, come on down here. You got to come on down a little closer. I want all you guys in those black shirts with Royal Oaks, I want you to come down here. Oh, yeah, come on down here. It's not your boss telling you to do it. It's the governor's telling you to do that. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down, everybody. It's a big day to be down here. Man, what a beautiful morning. Y'all be under these tents if it was last week and you was down here. I can tell you that right now. Deal with that. Well, it's always great to be here, Carla, Hannah. Man, I've got to know these two ladies, and I'm going to tell you something from Southwest Missouri, a guy that's born and raised here, how proud I am of both of these ladies for what they represent and the service they do to these communities. Because I tell you what, they are the heart and soul of Missouri when it comes to Southwest Missouri and agriculture. So I want to thank both of them for their service every day, what they do in Jeff City on that. Jim, I want to thank you. When you was announcing all your team a while ago, I don't think we were ready, but we're ready now. But I think we owe all of these employees and this company a huge round of applause for what they do down here today. And the wood products folks that are here today, there's been a few times since I've been governor, they've kind of rolled their eyes a little bit and says, what are you doing, governor? Isn't that right, Brian, if I remember that right?
That's true.
And I told him that I would always stick up for agriculture in this state. It would be a priority of mine as long as I was governor of the state, and we would be treated no different than any corporation, any business in this state, and even some of the most difficult times, you have to stand your ground. And I want to thank the Wood Product Association. I want to thank all the members. I want to thank Royal Oak this morning personally for standing behind me in some difficult times. Nancy, you and Shannon, I know you're here. I appreciate you and what you do. But it's never easy when you got to go against the flow sometimes and you got to stand up and do what's right. So I want to thank them for their support over the years to make this day possible also. You know, when you talk about forest products, sometimes that gets a little lost and sometimes the scope of agriculture. But it is just as important as any other agriculture industry in our state. Regardless where 44 runs, the products that these companies produce and sell across the state are a huge impact on our state. And to have these companies down here in this area is such a great deal, a great opportunity for people to go to work, to raise families in these companies, to be able to support the communities, and really what they bring home to this part of the state is pretty amazing. So I really appreciate that. So I got to tell you something, it's a big crowd this morning. Everybody's kind of mentioned that. But then I was trying to figure out, now, why is all these people here today? You know, and Carla tried to give me credit, but I really knew the secret to the sauce. Because anytime you have free donuts or free hot dogs, you're going to get a crowd in the political arena. I'm just telling you, that's the way it rolls. And I see a bunch of them sitting over there on the table. So Carla, now I know why everybody's here this morning. But I want to tell you, several years ago, when I was lieutenant governor, I started a program called Made in Missouri. And I really wanted people in the state to understand what is made here. You know, all the products we make, and it's remarkable, whether it's breakfast cereal, a zero-turn mower, whether it's wood products, and whether it's windows and doors, you could almost go down the list. So I want to share this with you this morning because we're somewhat talking about wood and hardwood and things like this. So when me and Teresa built a house, matter of fact, we just finished, I call it the last hurrah. We're not moving no more. But we built that house about 30 days before I became governor. And we really never hardly ever got to hardly move in. But the point I want to make to you is we decided we were going to try to buy everything we could in the state of Missouri to build a house. So I want you all to think about this for just a second. Because normally we go to a lumber company or a contractor and you say, how's the cost of windows, what's the cost of doors, what's the cost of all things to go in this house? But you never really think where the products come from, and you never ask. Every door in our house, every window in our house, every fireplace stone in our house, every hardwood floor in our house, all come from the state of Missouri. And that's how important this is when you think about why we're here today, you know, wanting to promote wood products. Because I will tell you, I'm telling you today, but I'm going to say a vast majority of this listening to this speech doesn't know that because we don't think about it. But all that stuff can be bought in our state. So that's why, you know, when you look at this association, look what they produce. whether it's charcoal, whether it's hardwood floors, whether it's cabinets, doors, you can just almost go down the list. That's why this is important today, and why I wanted to come down here today, to make sure I deliver that message and realize how important it is to help one another out. It's pretty simple. You know, if you got Missouri people building Missouri products, then let's buy Missouri products. And that's what this whole bill is all about, is promoting that way of life. And we doing our part to be able to do that, but more importantly, you do your part and buy the product. Because it's not very hard to find out who makes them. All you gotta do is look at these brands of these shirts around here and see what it is. So the other thing is, you know, I got about another year left before I get done, a little over that maybe, before I'm finished up as governor. But I wanna tell you, because I don't know whether I'll be back here and talk to you in front of you, I hope I am someday next year, but I wanna tell you how important the people of this part of the state is to the state of Missouri. Every one of you, and I really want to talk to you workers about that, because you're the ones that make the economy go. It's not people like me, it's people drawing paychecks. That's what makes our state so important, and why I've always tried to remember where I came from, where those roots started, in a little town of Wheatland, Missouri. But when I come down here, I really do, when I say I see the heart and soul of who we are in this state, it's right here today. Many of you I know standing around this room, but I'm telling you, this state is on the right track. We are doing the right things in this state, and our state is moving forward. And the only way it moves forward is with all of you. And who's going to take that torch after all of us today? These Blue Jackets. I can't say enough for these young men and women for what they're going to mean in the future of our state, and understand how important it is to promote who we are, because it's jobs. Every one of them I asked this morning what they was going to do when they graduated, seniors. And almost every one of them named a profession that they could work right here in West Plains and Howe County. All of them could work in this area because of the jobs they want, because of the demands of that. So it's great to be here today. Jim, thank you for putting on a first-class show here today. I know you're not here for a big political speech, but it is a cool morning, so it's not that hot, so I can go on for a little while longer if I need to. But I'm not. I come down here to sign a bill and make this official this morning, so I'm going to do my job. Thank all of you for coming out today. Thanks for supporting this part of the state. Thanks for supporting me. Thanks for supporting your representatives and senators in this part. You got the best place to live in the state of Missouri. I always think Southwest Missouri is the place to be. Thank you all for having me here. God bless.